Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? We're down to the precious few racing days left. 4 days are left to race of Tampa Bay Downs' historic 100th anniversary season. And we've seen some outstanding performances on the racetrack, both by equestrian athletes and their human counterparts. Most outstanding lately has been leading jockey Sammy Marin, who has just been riding in a zone of his own. And there's still 4 days left. He has just broken the record for seasonal wins, and he's going to add to it for the next 4 days. And he has cemented his name in the record books for immortality. Sammy Marin tied the long-standing Tampa Bay Downs record for the most victories on a single card with 6 on Friday, and just 2 days later, the multiple stakes-winning jockey scored with 6 of his 9 mounts again. Even better, on Sunday, April 26, Marin's banner day smashed the mark for the most wins in a single season that had stood for more than a decade. Marin's 6 wins on Sunday pushed his season total to 149. Previous record for most wins by a jockey in one meet was 147, set by Tony Gallardo in 2014-2015. Marin, a 25-year-old Venezuelan native who began his career just 4 years ago in 2022, has been the runaway leader atop the standings during the current meet. He gave credit to his agent, Mike Moran. Mike has been doing a great job since we started working at this meet this season. We put that into our mind as a goal. We really wanted to do it, and we worked hard for it. Thank God for it. We got it done. The dream came true, said Marin, who was Tampa Bay Downs' leading rider last year as well. On Sunday, Marin bookended the 9-race card, winning the first race on First Hathor for trainer Kathleen O'Connell and the nightcap on Caravaggio Song for John Pimentel. He won the 3rd and 7th races aboard Take That and Cupid's Dream, respectively, for Gerald Bennett, and added scores in the 6th on Patriot Blue Chip for Kathleen Gassardo, and the 8th with Escape Key for Raymond Aguayo. Marin's 6 wins on a single card has now twice tied the mark set by Edwin Gonzalez here on March 10, 2017. In both times, it fell just one victory short of the Tampa Bay Downs record for 7 scores set by Richard DePass on March 15, 1980. DePass went 7-for-7 on that day. Marin's 149 wins in a single season here also bested his total of 116 victories established in 2024 and 2025. And just to give racing fans an idea of how dominating Marin has been in the jockey colony this season, his 149 wins currently has just about doubled the win amounts of his 2 closest rivals. Sammy Camacho is in 2nd place with 77 victories, and Sonny Leone, who's also a very, very great jockey, has 75 victories. But Samuel Marin is a force to be reckoned with, and he's just a young jockey, and I think he's going to have a great career, and we certainly do wish him the best. We'll see him in action this summer up at Monmouth Park in New Jersey, where he's usually one of the top jockeys. And while Samuel Marin has taken the jockey race by storm, the trainer standings are just a little bit closer. Perennial strongman Juan Avila now leads the pack with 40 wins, but close behind is Kathleen O'Connell, whose barn has been on fire lately, and I think we're going to see the trainer race go right down to the final day. I think both of these trainers are going to have some really good runners lined up for the last 4 days of the meet, and it'll be very interesting to see who comes out on top in the Tampa Bay Downs trainers race. Kathleen O'Connell was leading trainer last season, and she wants to come back, and she's made such a comeback because early in the season, there was a quarantine because of equine herpes, and her horses were quarantined, and she couldn't even run the first few weeks in a meet, and a lot of her first runners that she entered all lost. So she's really made a comeback. She's one of the best trainers. People who have heard me broadcast the races for a few years will know that I always talk about Kathleen O'Connell because, in my book, she is one of the best trainers there is. She's been around for a long time, and she is meticulous with her care of her horses. Another reminder, racing fans, we have 4 racing days left, and when Tampa Bay Downs live racing wraps up on this Sunday, the Downs is still open all summer long, and we have outstanding simulcast wagering. So all you horse players who want to see live racing, come to Tampa Bay Downs in the summertime and watch your favorite tracks like Saratoga, Monmouth Park, Delaware Park, and anywhere else in the country. And it's free admission, free parking, air-conditioned comfort, track odds, and food and beverage service is available all summer long right here at Tampa Bay Downs in their simulcast parlor. There's also poker 7 days a week in our poker room, and we have a great golf practice facility for all you golfers. So there's plenty to do at the Downs all summer. Live it up at the Downs 7 days a week. And the live racing will come back Thanksgiving weekend in November. And now, let's have a look at the Kentucky Derby, the biggest race in the country. 3-year-olds going 1.25 miles for a purse of $5 million this year. 20 are entered. Only one can win. And those who are fans of the Kentucky Derby know what an ordeal it is. It's almost more like a street fight or a demolition derby rather than a horse race. But we'll talk about who I think is going to win. And that is number 15, Emerging Market, from the barn of Chad Brown, one of the best trainers in the business. Flavian Pratt is going to ride. And Emerging Market, I think, has the potential to be a star. He's undefeated. Broke his maiden here on February 7th in a maiden special weights race on Sam Davis Day. And ran a really great race. Went around 2 turns at 1.40 miles. And for a first-time starter, that's an accomplishment. And to win the way he did, Chad Brown knew what he had, because the next race on March 21st went to the fairgrounds in the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby. Went from a maiden race to a graded stakes. And it's the longest prep race there is, 1.3 miles on a long fairground stretch. And he closed up nicely and was in a prolonged stretch duel with Pavlavian. And he got up by a head on the wire. And he did prevail. And I think there's better things to come. I think he's an improving 3-year-old. And he's going to get my bet. That's number 15, Emerging Market, in this year's Kentucky Derby. It's also very interesting to mention, racing fans, from a handicapping point of view, that day, February 7th, Sam Davis Day, Emerging Market earned a higher speed figure coming out of a maiden special weights race than number 1, Renegade, won in the Sam Davis Stakes. So that goes to show what a good race Emerging Market ran that day. And I think that's the one to beat. Other contenders that I think really have a chance to run well here is number 6, Commandant, who has won 4 races in a row and has the best late pace figure. veteran jockey Luis Saez is going to ride for the Brad Cox barn. And this one has great credentials, has won the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream Park, and then after that won the Grade 1 Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park. And Commandant could take the whole thing. A lot of it comes down to what kind of trip they get. Now, we also got to watch out for number 7, Dan and Bourbon, a Japanese shipper who is 3 for 3 and could be any kind. And this one also won a prep race in Japan at 1 3/16. I've seen films of the races, and they were very visually impressive. And one of these years, I believe the Japanese contingent will win a Kentucky Derby. Maybe this is their year. And then we have number 18, Further Ado, who just ran away and hid in the Bluegrass Stakes, his last prep race. It has some of the highest speed figures in the race. And the only knock on Further Ado, some folks say, is because he's only had great victories at Keeneland, and maybe he's one of those horses that takes his racetrack with him. But I don't think so. I think Further Ado has a chance to shine here also. So I recommend a 6, 7, 15, 18 box in the Kentucky Derby, both exacta and trifecta. And I'm also going to place a win and place bet on Emerging Market, who is 15 to 1 on the morning line. That's quite a generous price. And stay tuned to Radio St. Pete this week on our live broadcast, and I'll give all the racing fans any updates that I hear about the Kentucky Derby and also closing weekend at Tampa Bay Downs. It'll be a great card on Saturday at Tampa Bay Downs. There'll be a 9 or 10 race live Tampa Bay Downs card, plus there'll be simulcast wagering and viewing of the entire Churchill Downs card, including, of course, the jewel of them all, the Kentucky Derby. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races always.